Houston. When the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Just to put a quick bow on the conversation we were having off the air, do you ever use calligraphy? No, ever? Have you ever in your life, maybe for a class, you had to write in calligraphy?
No.
With the fountain pen and all the extra little lines and the things going on there?
I feel like the fountain, no, there might, yeah, like middle school maybe there was, I remember the fountain pen with the ink and the dipping, the
You do?
Yes. Oh. I remember doing some of that.
Do you have a quill pen?
Yes. Yes, we all, yeah.
That, write quill,
I don't know what pen. Grade that was, but West Seneca schools, that happened.
I feel like if Ross Tucker went to school, and here's Ross on the heels of last week when we're ranking Ivy League schools, now he gets this, you know, somewhere Philadelphia adjacent, maybe then you had to sort of learn, you know, how Ben Franklin wrote.
Mm-hmm.
Ross Tucker on the line, Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Ross, how are you?
I am doing fantastic. I don't recall ever in my life using calligraphy in any way. I do think it's cool. I guess if they have special pens, I think that's cool as well. I'm not sure I totally understand what the genesis of it was.
No.
Like, it seems like, I mean, I'm sure somebody can look it up, but it seems like somebody either had a lot of time on their hands or wanted to prove that they had more money than everybody else. Like, who just, like, one day was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to start writing letters super fancy and act like I'm better than everybody else.
I think you might have it. I mean, you might have it with that last point. But you got to admit, the Declaration of Independence is a lot cooler than it would be if it were just, like, typewritten. I mean, you wouldn't want.
Right,
they
yeah.
would not have the same sort
yeah.
of aura
yeah.
that it has.
Yeah.
Imagine that if the.
Or like comic font or something. I mean, no.
Was all just like terrible handwriting. Like, so I have a question.
Or like a ransom note, like with different cutout letters in it. Go ahead,
SpongeBob. Yeah. Yes, Ross.
No, you guys let me know. It's your show.
Go for it. No, you were saying.
Can you imagine, like, what is the opposite of cursive? Like, I've never in my life written cursive other than when in middle school or elementary school we had to. You know, I mean, first of all, we don't handwrite anything anymore, but I never did cursive. But what's regular? What are regular letters called? Script?
Oh, man. I'm stumped. I don't know. Sanskrit. I'm sure that's wrong. I don't know the opposite of cursive.
I don't know.
I'm gonna try though. I'm gonna think about it.
Regular? It's not regular.
No, it can't just be regular.
Print. No,
that can't be right. I don't know. Dot matrix. I don't know, Ross. You got me on this one. You stumped us. Well, anyway, Odyssey NFL Insider. Let's get to football. So, Ross, here are the Bills at 4-0, one of two undefeated teams in the league. The other is a team you know well, the Super Bowl champion Eagles. And I wonder how you would compare these teams. I'm sort of getting the vibe that the Eagles are really not right, but I don't know what that means. And with the Bills, they've had two home games in a row against seemingly lesser opponents. They didn't cover either one, but they ended up winning both by double digits. And there might be some who are saying somewhat the same things about the Bills. Like, here is where they might be vulnerable. How do the Bills and Eagles compare for you?
It's a fair question. I would say that there's probably some similarities. I think, both teams are winning despite possibly not playing their best. But, I'm kind of starting to wonder, who are these teams that are playing their best? Like, yeah. Who are these fictitious teams out there that are playing their best all the time? Like, that's just not – I don't know that that's really a thing in the NFL. Maybe towards the end of the year or maybe in the playoffs, but the Eagles were horrific, okay, in the first half against the Rams. And then the second half, they were amazing, and they block a field goal, and they win the game. And then against the Bucs, they're up 24-3 in Tampa. They're killing the Bucs. And then they didn't complete a pass in the second half, had like 5-3 and out, and they hang on to win 31-25. So guess it depends on how you look at it or how you want to talk about it, that, either the Eagles are a flawed team or they're finding a way to win even though they're playing less than their best. What I have to remind people is, first of all, who cares? And then second, they're 4-0. None of us will talk about this for 1 second in September, right. In November or December.
Right.
And then secondly, last year they were 2-2. So are people really nitpicking that, the passing offense hasn't been great or they're not running it as well? Yeah, they're not firing on all cylinders, but I got news for you. That's NFL football now in the month of September. There's so less practicing, and there's almost no playing time in the preseason games, that September is more or less like when the colleges play the directional schools, or Notre Dame plays UB or whatever. It's when they're figuring it out. The first 3 or 4 weeks for all these teams is they're kind of figuring it out, and then we'll find out moving forward in October who figures it out.
2 years ago, the Eagles were 10-1, beating the Bills in an incredible overtime game in Philadelphia. 6 weeks later, they lose bad in Tampa in the first round. Everybody thinks the coach is getting fired. That's 2 years ago.
And in between then and now, all they did is win the Super Bowl.
Right.
What's funny about you mentioning that is that that's the concern among Eagles fans right now, is this feels a lot like 23. Yeah, I know we're winning, but it doesn't look good. This is going to collapse. Like that, what you just referenced is exactly what is the example that a lot of Eagles fans are bringing up. Go ahead.
You tell us how real is sort of, they're banking, both of these teams, the Bills and Eagles, are banking wins without maybe their best stuff. And in the case of the Bills, Ross, they've got guys, everybody's got injuries, right? But Ed Oliver, Milano, they've got Hoyt and Ogunjobi coming back off suspensions in a couple of weeks. Like, there's reinforcements coming. And mostly all I've been thinking, and I would think maybe you're thinking about the Eagles the same way, bank all the wins you can and just be better than this when January comes, right? Because, the way the Bills are playing defense right now, for example, I don't like them against a good offensive team that can actually throw the ball down the field, unlike New Orleans on Sunday, who just killed the Bills on the ground despite being inept throwing the ball down the field. So they got stuff they got to button up, but man, to be banking wins while you're buttoning up is pretty solid.
That's exactly right. It's like you know, the Bengals won their first game against the Browns really ugly. They probably should have lost. It was 17-16. And everybody was like, Joe, what's wrong? Like, you know, to Joe Burrow, like, oh, my gosh, what happened? You guys couldn't move the ball in the second half. And he had, like, the greatest line. He's like, yeah, we didn't win any of these games last year, so I'm actually super happy right now. We'll figure out how to put more points up and score more and throw the ball more. I'm just so glad we won even without doing that, right? And I think that's the correct attitude is, hey, we've got things we need to improve upon, but let's win while we're doing it. The reality is bad teams lose, and even average teams lose when they don't really play well. Good teams, you know, find a way to win even when they're not playing that well. Now, I will say there's a big difference between the Bills and the Eagles. And the big difference is the Eagles just beat three playoff teams in a row. You know, I mean, like, mm-hmm. The Eagles, that was, you know, they won at the Chiefs, then they beat the Rams, who gave them a great game in the divisional round, then they won at the Bucks. So those are three, in my mind, legitimate Super Bowl contenders, and the Eagles, without playing great, beat all of them. Whereas, you know, the Bills, mm-hmm. I mean, who are we talking about? You know, they were obviously fortunate to beat the Ravens, but they did. And then we're talking about the Jets, Dolphins, and Saints. You know, as you guys know, I do the Ross Tucker Football Podcast Power Rankings.
Yes.
Every Tuesday. Those are three bottom five teams. You know, so I think, you know, feather in the cap of the Eagles mm-hmm. for getting wins against quote-unquote good teams without playing well. For the Bills, you know, they might be fortunate that this is how the schedule laid out and that hopefully they can play better and be better against better teams later when they get these guys back and the guys off suspension, et cetera.
Insider calls, including this one with Ross Tucker, brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. What's New England for you? And is there any chance you'll be up here Sunday night?
What's New England for me? New England, the team. Got it.
Yes, yes.
And we're not talking about foliage here.
I'm not asking for you to draw a line around states.
Well, a couple things. I will not be there. Okay. I have Rams Niners Thursday night, Westwood
nice.
One.
Nice.
And then I have my first college game, one of only three college games, noon on CBS. Air Force at Navy. It's on every CBS television in the country, so everybody listening can watch it. I love when you take a screenshot of me on camera right at the start of the game, tagging me on social media, at Ross Tucker NFL. I get a kick out of that. It's almost an automatic repost, by the way. And New England is clearly much improved, clearly the second-best team in the AFC East. And because of that, both myself and Steve Fezzik, my co-host on the Even Money Betting Podcast, we really like the Patriots getting the 8.5 this week. Now, I still think that the Bills will win the game, but I think it's going to be close. I wouldn't be shocked if the Patriots surprised them. You know, the Bills have been living dangerously a little bit. I think the Patriots are a decent amount, better than the Dolphins, Jets, and Saints. So I think this is going to be a real tussle, a real battle for the Bills. But because it's Sunday night, they always find a way to win these games, and I think they will. But I certainly think it'll be a one-score game, and I like the Patriots with the points.
Yeah, I mean, seeing what Rattler was able to do on Sunday against the Bills, Ross had a hell of a time with his running in this game. He ran for, I think, 50 yards or just about 50 yards in the game. And to me, May is just better at everything, but kind of by a lot as far as passing goes than Rattler has been so far in his career. And even running-wise, like I feel like May, I have viewed May as sort of like Josh Allen light for now. Like he's not quite as big and not quite as dangerous and quite as physical, like everything. It's just a little bit, but that's still, to me, a pretty scary player. And you know, not for nothing, the Bills had trouble containing Tua in the pocket last Thursday, or two Thursdays ago now. So I'm respecting May and New England coming in here off of the 42 they hung on Carolina on Sunday, for sure.
So two thoughts on that. Number one, I think calling Drake May Josh Allen light is perfect. He's not Josh Allen. He's not likely to be Josh Allen. But, you know, whether you call him Josh Allen light or a poor man's Josh Allen or whatever, that's exactly what he is. He can do a lot of similar things to what Josh does. Although Josh's ability to seemingly always make the plays late he needs for the Bills to win those games is just incredibly impressive. I don't know that Drake May has, you know, what I will call the it factor or the clutch gene yet. Secondly, I don't know if you guys saw this last week after the Dolphins game, but you inspired Labatt Blue Light to do a taste testing session with me. Did you guys see this on social media?
I did not catch this.
Okay. They heard me. My friends from Labatt Blue Light heard me when I was saying it's by far my favorite. Oh, because you guys, when I was going up there for the Dolphins game, you guys were asking if I was having an event through the Labatt Blue guys. I said, I don't think so, but I wish, because it's the best tasting beer. So my guy Jason from Labatt Blue Light was like, hey, can we do this when you come here? I'm like, do what? He said, a taste test. So I did a blind taste test of Labatt Blue Light and three other, you know, mass-produced light beers, and had to kind of say which one was my favorite. And thank goodness my favorite was Labatt Blue Light.
Yeah, Russell was over. You were in some trouble. Yeah.
But anyway, you guys inspired that. So people didn't see it. I'm sure that they posted it to their social media at, you know, Labatt Blue Light, at Labatt USA or whatever. But I put it on mine as well, at Ross Tucker NFL. So that was actually very fun, hilarious. And the what did we get? We got wings, and then we got like a chicken cheese steak or something. I'm trying to remember. Stinger. No, we got Stinger.
Okay.
Have you guys ever heard of a Stinger?
Yeah, sure. That's chicken fingers and steak. Yeah.
Yeah, I had never heard of that before. That was unbelievable.
Oh, you got to get the buffalo more often.
It's not on my diet.
It's a staple.
With bread, right? By the way.
It's a staple.
You know, Ross, by the way, you know, again, I'm going to take you down a different road here, but you're talking about beer. Greg Olson, who I don't know how well you know him, but, you know, a fellow top analyst, he goes to do the Ireland game, and it comes up how he tried a Guinness because, like, yeah, I'm in Ireland. This is what you do. Oh, how was it? Okay. I'm not eager to have another one. That sort of hit me. Like,
and he'd never had one
before. He'd never had it. Right. That's the point. I should have said that. He never had a Guinness before. So, I don't know. Like, I don't want to alienate you from your Labatt tribe there, but because I don't know if Guinness is in the same realm, or at least, you know, who owns what.
I don't think they're in the same family.
No. Let me just cut you off, even though it's
please.
Your show.
Please.
And let me just make the point you're trying to make, okay? Mm-hmm. Greg Olson might have a higher paying analyst gig than me, but everybody listening would much rather hang out with me than Greg Olson. Well,
that was the point I was trying to make. Okay.
And let me, yes, because I'll tell you why. Because I love Greg Olson, and I'm sure he's a great guy. But if you're in your 30s and you've never tried a Guinness before,
yeah,
this is one where you sit down with your parents and say, where did it all go wrong?
Yes. I mean, yes.
How have you not even tried a Guinness before when you're in your 30s?
I know.
I mean, I tried them. I don't think I'm legally allowed to say when I tried them, but I have tried Guinness. I have friends that's all they drink. You know, Ryan Fitzpatrick's actually a big Guinness guy. I have other friends that like Guinness. You know, it's not for me, but I do know that people that kind of get sick of IPAs, they tend to then go the Guinness route at some point. But the point is if you're in your 30s, you've never tried a Guinness until you get to Ireland, what have you been doing? If you can only chug a beer with one television analyst, the answer is me, not Greg Olson. That's fine. So he can be a little bit better of an analyst. I'll be a little bit cooler of a guy. We'll call it even.
Yeah. The Guinness route is a road where you're driving on the right, and it's just like bricks on your right, and then like the sea. That there's no shoulder. What the Guinness route, as you put it, that's what it looks like. There's just don't lose the wheel because you're going into the Firth of Forth if you do. Well,
I definitely feel that. I'm a huge IPA guy. I think you know that. But when it gets to a certain point in the summer or fall, it's time for a pivot, and that pivot is always to a stout for me.
The Bay of Fundy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see. I'm not. I got buddies that are big stout guys. I can't do it. If I pivot, it's obviously to Labatt Blue Light, or you know, like in the summer, maybe I would have like a Mexican lager with a lime, with two limes.
Love that.
I feel like it's healthy and refreshing if you put a lime in. Like, I don't even know if limes are healthy for you, but in my mind, it's like, oh, it's a beer.
It's fruit. It's fresh fruit. Yeah,
it absolutely.
Put a lime in now. This is basically fruit and Gatorade here.
Absolutely moves it over onto the nutritional chart and the food groups. Ross, we'll let you go. Just on this, listener Mark writes in to say the opposite of cursive is printing.
I think that that's correct, but when I think printing, I think about like
machines printing.
You have to print something out on your computer. Like, I got to print these 5 pages out. I don't think of like writing.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. We need to come up with something better. We have too many synonyms. Is that the right word?
We do. We have another week to think about it. Thanks for your time, Ross. Enjoy L.A.
I will. Yeah. I think I'll be there for like 14 hours. It'll be great. See you guys.
That's all you need. All right. Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider. Do you have it up?
I do. Yeah. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. I'm glad someone got through to you or us.
Me?
The print. Like
printing.
Printing. That was, you learned to print and then how to write. In cursive, that print, that was just laying there. It's so long ago.
It was. It definitely was. What a beauty, Ross. Didn't get to the Ravens or the Chiefs like I had hoped, but we talked about writing and beer. So I don't know. We got to the Eagles at least. There was a tweet yesterday that made the rounds from a Philadelphia guy who's like, 2 years ago, basically to sum it up, 2 years ago, the Eagles were perfect, and the season imploded. And then last year, they weren't perfect, and they won it all. Just be careful what – this actually goes to the conversation we were having an hour ago.
Yeah.
Be careful what you think you know before it's even, well, literally October, because we're not there yet.
A few more hours.
The most important thing has always been the standings. You always say it. And the Bills have a huge lead. Well, at least a lead. In the standings at this point. They also have a new punter, 803-0550, for your thoughts on how this all is going. Is it like totally wheels up? It can't go wrong? Or are you worried about certain things? Always looking to get the perspectives here. Paul Hamilton will join us later on. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You look at our third down, we got back on track on third down. They were 2-for-4 in the red zone. We did. We started three times on the, I believe it was a plus 49, once on the plus 40, and to come away with 6 points and a takeaway, that's a tremendous job by our guys with resiliency and clamping down. And to come away with that, if you said a team starts in plus territory four times, you'd think that someone would come away with more points. But we've got a lot to improve on from that game.
Bobby Babich, are the Bills going to be fine overall defensively, 4-0 with New England in Sunday night? Does it feel yet? It's only Tuesday. Maybe this is a better question for like Thursday or Friday. To the season ticket holders, are you exhausted yet? Baltimore, okay, you know, we're back. This is a thrilling game. Maybe I even stayed to the end, made it through the next day at work. Then week three, here I am on a Thursday night, close game, late. Maybe I made it to Friday. Then it's New Orleans. Thank goodness, 1 o'clock. All right, that was 2 days ago. Sunday night is coming up this week. White uniforms, white out. Are we okay? Are we sort of pacing ourselves?
It's three home games in a row is a lot.
4 out of 5?
Yeah.
3 at night?
It's a lot. Hmm. I'm still tired from last Thursday, or Tuesday, whatever that was.
I'm so tired from the Fitz years.
I'm still tired.
I just have not even recovered.
I've not caught up on my sleep yet.
No. Let's go to Andrew here. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, Shaw. Hey, Bulldog. Good afternoon, guys.
Hi. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, was before the Ross Tucker segment, you guys were talking about are the Bills in a class of their own?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought those two guys calling in were a bit too optimistic for being in a class of their own. This way too scary. If you want to put the offense in a class of its own, score 30 points a game, don't turn the ball over, fine. But the defense has way too many question marks, and I think we're counting way too much on these unknown players of Okungbo, Hoyt, and Harrison to be really confident. And secondly, this entire back seven makes me really nervous because Teron Johnson and Bernard, you know, they're always hurt. I hope they don't get it, but I think we're one secondary injury away from disaster.
Yeah.
I know the defensive numbers, like when it comes to the passing, we're first or second in yards per game, but game script for the Ravens didn't. Lamar only had 20 attempts. Then we had the Dolphins, which we always have the number for, and the Jets and the Saints are just pathetic passing offenses. So what do you guys think about that?
I think their pass defense has yet to really be tested. Yeah, I think that's fair. Now, I thought Baltimore would do more like they did in the playoff game, but they didn't need to because they ran for, you know, whatever, 200 yards or whatever it was that they did. So, yeah, I mean, I hear you on Hoyt and Okungbo, and especially Okungbo. Like, I don't even know.
What is he?
You're right. I don't know what he is. I don't know if he's someone who absolutely would have been given a spot if Dwayne Carter hadn't gotten hurt, honestly. Like, that Okungbo to me was But they did keep him through the suspension, so I mean there must be some. But I think he's a rotational piece. He's Jordan Phillips to me. Like, he's younger, but the guy. So I'm not looking a lot there. Hoyt is a very interesting piece of the puzzle, though, because that's a guy that, at least in L.A., moved around a lot. And I'm really curious to see what they have in mind for him. But with all that said, because, yes, everyone gets mentioned at once, the guys that are suspended and the injured guys. I think Oliver and Milano are the bigger deal here, to me. Really, they're known commodities anyway, and if they come back and Oliver plays the way he played in the opener, then you know you've got really, I think, your best offensive lineman back. No disrespect to Joey Bosa, but he's made enough mistakes to sort of, you know, at least offset the good things he's doing a little bit. And Milano, you know. He's been such a good player and looked like he was all the way back, but that wasn't going great to start the year. Like, the Baltimore game was not good for him. And so I appreciate your caution about the overall point. I think it's well, it should be heeded. I'm heeding. I think it's right. Someone else always seems to drop out. Like, you're going to get guys back, someone else is going to go out. Like, it's football. That happens all over the league. You know, it would surprise me if they get these guys back, if they have a smooth ride to the finish line. I mean,
let's make sure to protect Christian Benford's head.
Good idea.
That'd be good to do.
Good idea.
Wrap, stop clipping him.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want it to happen again and hear that the wind was just knocked out of him. I mean, Benford, you know, you saw what happened last year. That might have been the difference between what happened and a Super Bowl win.
Yeah.
I mean, really, Benford. So how much can you do to prevent that? Not really all that much. Except, you know, just don't play guys. But we've right. yet to see the Bills get to that point.
The one part I wouldn't pump the brakes on is the young guys that are already playing. Dorian Strong is playing. Like, he took, you know, a couple series away from Tre'Davious White in the game on Sunday. And that, I don't think, is just because of White underperforming. I think it's, we want to get this guy on the field because we think he can help us. And Deion Walker in the middle of their defensive line has been, I mean, he is saving their draft class right now. Harrison's hurt. Sanders has been underwhelming.
Hawes.
Jackson can't get a jersey. Hawes, yes. And Walker, to me, and Sanders, to an extent, should just get better as this year goes on. I think Walker already is better in week four than he was in week one. And, look, that doesn't keep, you know, that arc doesn't keep going up forever. But that's a very interesting player that could be a very important piece for them by the time we get to snow.
Thanks, Andrew. Alex next. Hi, Alex.
Yes, to answer your question, season ticket holder, I am exhausted, especially because I'm from Rochester, so it's like an extra hour, you know, at the end of that these night games. I will say, however, that the game on Sunday felt more the 1 o'clock Sunday game felt more exhausting than the either two. I think it's maybe just like the game didn't have a lot of energy to me. It was tough to get excited about anything. It felt like a longer day because we're on the visitor side. We got pelted by the sun all day with no cloud cover. So, like, yes, I am exhausted. I talked to my father-in-law yesterday. I'm, like, looking for any out of, like, should we sell these tickets on Sunday? Because it's daunting to me to think about going. But it's the Patriots. We have to go. Last time we'll see them in this stadium. But, yes, to answer your question, I do feel exhausted. I'm sure a lot of other fans resonate with that.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. You got to make it through this one. And then you're on the road or off until Kansas City.
Yeah, that's a healthy little break there. Yeah,
make it through this one. Take Saturday off if you can. Maybe your kids can get a ride from somebody on Saturday.
For all their stuff, all the kids' stuff.
Maybe, right. Maybe, you know, Friday night you stay home and, you know, rent Tootsie. I don't know what you need to do, but you got to get through Sunday. Then you're fine. Andrew next. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the question, or really the statement I want to make. I was listening to Jeremy and Joe this morning, and they were talking about the Diggs return and the possibility that we would ultimately be – that people would be booing Diggs in this comeback. And I just want to put it out there. can we please not boo Diggs? I think, like, there's people in life, in your careers, relationships that are instrumental in, like, unlocking things for you. And even if they're not going to be with you the whole way. And to me, like, Daboll and, like, Diggs are those figures for this team and for Josh Allen. And I think that we owe him kind of a debt of gratitude for that. And I keep going back to that Steelers Monday night, Sunday night game, or whatever it was, where he just torches the secondary the entire night. And that was the first time in my adult life that I can, you know, cognizantly remember the Bills being cool and not having to defend it to any of my non-Bills friends. So hoping to put that out there and looking forward to the game. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Andrew.
Yeah.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I have no idea what to expect. My best guess would be that he does not get booed, like, just on site, like warm-ups, and even, you know, what he's on the field, he catches a pass. I think if he gets in the end zone or, like, stings them, he'll get booed. Because he's on their team now and he's hurting you. But I think mostly you've got it. The way I view it, certainly, I agree 100% with how you view him and his importance, Daboll too, to this whole production. I don't think it would be right to say Allen would not have gotten there without him, but it certainly helped a lot as Allen was sort of getting his feet under him. And, hat tip. Is what I would say for Diggs, even though it ended, you know, kind of ugly.
I'm with the caller too, but he gets booed at every turn Sunday. We have so much pent-up energy. We don't know what to do with it. We have a great team, and there's nothing to complain about. We're going to boo Stephon Diggs. Like, they're just going to boo him every single opportunity. Of course, it's stupid and meaningless. Like, we've known about booing our entire lives if we ever care to think about it. How did Ryder Cup go? Maybe we should actually, as fans, kind of rethink what the point is. Because the simple, dumb premise of booing is, like, this will upset you. Does it? Can you think of any professional athlete that minds? They love it.
If they're the road team, I think
Diggs
if you're at home, like, that's a different thing, I think.
Well, but, yeah. Sure. Like, if they're booing
right.
Schauffele.
But the road game, then sure, you relish it, I think.
Of course. Think about Stephon Diggs for 5 seconds. That's his whole jam. Like, that's his whole energy source is people that he creates it. Thurman did it. They just create these worlds where they think everybody's against them and then thrive on that energy. So, people who boo don't think, they just boo. They're not thinking about what it's going to mean. Maybe at the Ryder Cup, they think if they boo Rory McIlroy all weekend, that he'll actually play worse. You know? Like, third down. We have the worst third down defense in the NFL, but we're not going to stop yelling third down and playing train horns. Like, you take the best fans in the NFL and you reduce them to a cliche by playing third down, and the team isn't good at all in those situations. We don't care. We're just trying to sort of, like, get a rise out of you. And that's what, you know, booing digs. It's just something to do. I mean, we're so bored at these games. They're winning by so much. There's something to do. Like, oh, Stephon Diggs, you left and were just as good. So boo. Like, it's also dumb. It's always been dumb. But I guess we're just so bored at these games that we just couldn't possibly just sit there. You couldn't possibly go to Ryder Cup and not boo John Rahm, I guess. Because what? You didn't get your money's worth? It's just so dumb. But, you know, good for the caller saying, like, yeah, don't do it. I fully agree. Much respect for what he meant to all of this. He was great. I mean, he'll be one of the Bills' best receivers ever. That's just it. Like, he was amazing. He was one of the best in the league for 3 or 4 years in a row. He had a lot to do with their success. We don't care. Daniel Briere, nobody meant more to the Sabres' success when he was here. And then as soon as he walked across the street, he got booed coming back. It's never stopped. Just fans. 803-0550, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.